It was a phrase coined by Churchill more than 60 years ago. Britain and America's special relationship was forged in shared sacrifice. But a report by MPs says the term is now outdated, inaccurate, and needs to go.
We need to not be sentimental about this relationship. We need to work on the basis of our national interest and take a clear-headed, unsentimental approach towards the United States. Sometimes there will be differences.
It was the Second World War and its aftermath that cemented the transatlantic alliance.
Back then, of course, the love affair was at its strongest. This statue in London of America's wartime president Franklin Roosevelt was unveiled in 1948. It was paid for entirely from donations. 160,000 grateful Brits each gave 5 shillings, covering the entire cost in just 6 days.
In the 80s, Margaret Thatcher and Ronald Reagan brought the special relationship to the fore again.
Welcome the Prime Minister from our strongest friend and closest ally. As they told me, he's a pretty charming guy.
But the cross-party Foreign Affairs Committee says it was Tony Blair's support for George Bush over the Iraq War that has shaped many people's view of today's special relationship, the perception, right or wrong, that Britain was Washington's poodle.
Today we are renewing our special relationship for new times.
Barack Obama's more pragmatic approach to foreign policy has also altered the alliance, the report says, and Britain should do the same. Any deference to Washington should end. The UK should learn to say no and put our own national interest first. The report says the UK must be realistic about its influence on US policy. Language, culture and history still bind us. Our relationship remains close, if perhaps no longer special. Simon Newton, Sky News, Central London.